Bulldog Nation, you are now going to witness, watch, and listen to the best podcast in the league. Get set for a wild ride with From the Hill Podcast, featuring Wayne Cartwright, Damian Green, Tenarius Gooden, David Thomas, Jennifer Murray, and Corey Williams. Don't miss out. Subscribe now to From the Hill Podcast. It's time to turn up the excitement and make some noise.
Yo, what's happening, family?
What's up, people?
Ball game, by the way. Valley just won
68-65. Wow.
What?
I was rooting for Valley, so
Come on, Valley. I root for Valley every time they don't play us.
Listen, I just want them to get a that's big for them.
My bad. I feel like everybody needs to know that.
Hey, it's everybody all good, does man. Need to know that.
It's all good. Hey, Alicia Taylor, what's up with you?
What's up?
Man, Bridget Gordon, she wrong for wearing that shower curtain on that sidelines.
I saw that. I'm like, what
she is that? She had it. If y'all, bruh. Bridget
she may Gordon, need a, hey, she may need a stylist.
Bridget Gordon had on a jacket that was clear that looked like a shower curtain.
Y'all don't literally. Do this. No,
it is not a joke. No. I am not joking. I'm not don't here. I'm keeping in a book like Anthony Tadufo.
Y'all don't
that
do
was,
this.
That was a clear shower curtain jacket.
It's March Madness, Jen. The gloves
y'all are
come off.
Terrible.
It is March Madness.
Put the gloves back on, y'all. Put them back
that's,
on.
That's man. Right. I'm keeping it a buck like Anta Tacumpo.
Oh, man. I didn't see
real.
This, but I'll take y'all word for it.
Shout out to Valley, though, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to Valley. Shout out to Valley.
Tough game between when they played Jackson State. A lot of back and forth during that game. They came out with the win. So, like you guys always say, you know, when the tournament comes, everybody 0-0 and everybody playing a different kind of ball when it comes to that tournament.
Yep.
Yeah. So with the win, Valley now advances to take on the top seed, Southern. And in today's opening game, you had Prairie View, the 10 seed, pull it off against 7 seed Bethune-Cookman, which also went to overtime. So both women's games went to overtime.
Honestly,
we're gonna have all the basketball talk after we finish because we got some stuff to say today about basketball.
Yeah, so it's me,
we
Brand.
Got some stuff to say,
Valley knocked off FAMU, brother. They knocked off FAMU.
The Tallahassee Snakes.
It was 8-9 seed. Could have won anyway, but nobody thought Valley was going to be in the tournament anyway. So shout out to them.
Like, it's big for them to even be there. So I'm really happy for them.
Yep. So Valley, they last another day in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, family, welcome. Another great show for you tonight. We got this one called Styling and Profiling. We got a lot of good things to talk about with Styling and Profiling. As you see across the bottom of our screen, we've got all of our updated sports information. So you can see that women's basketball, they lead it off as they will be in action tomorrow, bright and early down there in the Central Time Zone, 10 a.m. for you guys down there, 11 a.m. here in the East, taking on the Alcorn State Lady Braves. The game will be seen on ESPN+. I definitely will make sure that I will be watching. Tennis is in action. Baseball, they had a win today over Stillman. They beat Stillman, ready for this, y'all, 19-17. That's what they beat Stillman by today, 19-17.
Yeah. No defense. Pitchers.
No defense.
ERA are terrible.
That ball was getting knocked all over the yard.
Man.
So, baseball this weekend, they have Grambling coming to town. Three-game series. All three games will be on All Access. Softball, they go to Troy for a doubleheader tomorrow, and then they head to those people down the road for a rally, for a rivalry series, three games over the weekend down there in Folding Chair City. All right? A lot of good things going on. Yeah, I still call it Folding Chair City. Ain't don't y'all? Yeah, Jay, don't you love that? Folding Chair City. All right, so We're gonna hit on this a little bit later, but we just gotta show it right now. So you know, yeah. Yep, moving along. Rough. We'll talk about this one a little bit later, y'all. Shout out to Grambling, man. Grambling had a rough season, but hey, they live to fight another day, and they get to take on their rival, Southern, in the next round. All right. Women's basketball, we talked a little bit about it. All SWAC first teamers, Alicia Wilson and Kayla Walker. Both of them got it done all season, and definitely going to be leaning upon them as we make this this SWAC tournament run. But congrats to both of these ladies on a great accomplishment to both be on the first team of All SWAC. And then also, shout out to our boy. We like to call him Eastbrook because, you know, that's his nickname. They ain't call him Westbrook. They call him Eastbrook. A.C. Bryant, second team, All SWAC. He did a lot this year. Carried a lot of the load on the scoring.
Yes, he did.
A lot of the scoring load. So, job well done for you, young brother. And you know, he still got eligibility left. So, you know, we'll see what the future holds. You know how it is in today's day and age.
Better be on the hill.
I know. Hope so.
Like, y'all, if y'all have not seen him at a game, like, he really puts the team on his back. He really does. Very passionate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's dope. Shout out to you, AC. Now, we got a series of great things coming up here. All right. And I'm gonna take this down because this is really cool. So Keisha Knight Pulliam, I ain't gonna lie, man. I had the biggest crush on this.
Man, who didn't?
When I was a little boy, watching her on the Cosby Show. Keisha Knight Pulliam is coming to the Hill for Tea on the Hill. Coming up next Thursday, March the 20th, man, Elmore Gym. So you see that you got a RSVP for the event, and you see Pastel Tea attire is encouraged. So shout out to Brock Talley and all of the group, Jamal Ali. Shout out to all them that do all that get these events, man. This stuff is pretty dope. You know, you guys might remember that that they had my man, gosh, I just drew a blank. We had a couple people on.
She Corey was on. Hardrick.
Yes, yes. And then also they had Lorenz Tate come speak. They also had Angela Yee. That's who I was thinking about. Angela Yee, that was last year. Yeah. So they've had some people come. Also had Terrence J come and speak. That was the other name that was coming to my mind.
Yep.
So they've been putting some of these good things on.
They also had Candy Burris.
Yes.
Come on,
yes,
as well. So yeah, they're definitely getting those. How do I want to say this?
We didn't get to see them when we were in school.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But they're definitely getting those people that have influence in the entertainment world. And, you know, all of those people you just named have businesses outside of entertainment as well. So these are great entrepreneurs also. So having them come on the Hill and, you know, feed into our students is just awesome.
Yeah. Right. So this is pretty dope. So yeah, Keisha Knight Pulliam, if you want to get in the house, Elmore Gym, next week, Thursday the 20th, Tea on the Hill. Also, 5th Annual Women's Expo. T, you got this one, brother.
Yeah, we've had Miss Tiffany Draper on last year. She came on and talked to us about the expo that they have. And this is something I've been knowing Tiffany for since 2020 around the pandemic, so about 5 years now. When she first started, and you know, she was so nervous about getting the people there, started in a small section of one of the VBC halls. Then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as soon as she wraps this one up, she's already planning for next year. So she highlights a lot of women, in business. This year, she's actually having like one of our own, which is head coach Don Thornton. She will be the host of the Thursday night welcome mixer at the Note Jazz Lounge, Thursday, March 27th from 6 to 9. So you can get your tickets at www.thewomensexpohsv.com. So it's going to be, it's an event. It's a whole week. It's going on from the 20th through the 27th. She has a unique live band one day. She has a whole lot of stuff going on, man. The 27th through the 30th. It's a four-day event. You can go to that website, the Women's Expo HSV, to see what's going on. Tiffany has a whole lot going on. So make sure that you guys take advantage of it. Tiffany's an alum, too. So we got to support our own. She's here in Huntsville. Her Studio 53 event center is actually on the north side on Maston Lake. So she's from the north, represents the north. Her event is too big for her her place. So you got to go get up all the VBC space. So make sure you get your tickets to go.
That's dope, man. That's dope.
Shout out to her and shout out to Coach Thornton.
Yeah, man. Doing some big stuff. What up, Mr. Thornton? Doing well, man. Thanks for watching tonight. All right. So we'll keep with the theme of Coach Thornton, man. So as I said before, this is Styling and Profiling, and we're pleased to be joined tonight by the lady who is behind the styling and profiling of our very own court, Coach Dawn Thornton. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to From the Hill Podcast, Tanya Pugh. What's going on?
Hey, people, how y'all doing?
Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Joy the Great. I like the name.
It's Jay.
Oh, Jay the Great. It's okay. As long as the great is behind it, honey, we know who you are.
I love it. Thank you. I love it. Hype me up. I love it.
That's it. That's
what we're talking about. Yeah. So, Miss Pugh.
Yes.
The stylist. Tell everybody about who you are, where you're from, mm-hmm. and how you got started in this business of style.
So I am the proud owner and founder of 16th Cross Pearson Wearable Art Gallery, which is the first in the state of Alabama and the third in the country. And what we do is we have designers and artists that are emerging, and we allow them a platform to brand themselves accordingly. And we're all about making these statements. So we don't want pieces that you can just go off and pick up off the rack. These are pieces that you have to make sense. So that's what we do. That's what I do.
All right. All right, Jen.
All right. So, first of all, welcome to our show again. And what I want to ask is, at what point did you realize that fashion was your avenue?
Since I got here in this world, I probably was styling. No, my aunt. I have an aunt who instilled in me and my cousins, if you don't think you're beautiful, who else will? Always make a statement when you walk in the room. You don't have to talk. And I'm a firm believer, my favorite quote, without saying a single word, the creation exalts the creator. Be quiet. Make the statement. Walking.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Short and simple, y'all. Short and simple. Make
very
a statement.
Short and simple, right.
So, Tanya, you, as you say, you know, your gallery features a lot of up and coming artists, designers, stylists. And this past weekend, you guys just had a fashion show, right?
Yes, it was major. We actually had over 300 people to attend.
And so I saw some of the clips on your Instagram page, and it looked like it was great. So talk to us a little bit about that. Outside of wanting to feature these artists and designers within your business, why did you want to do it in a fashion show?
Because art and fashion are one and the same. Fashion is art. I feel like the body is a canvas. And when you put something on, that's you being the artist, that's you being a creator and putting that on. What I had this past Sunday were two students from Alabama School of Fine Arts that showcased their wearable art. They were handpicked. They actually won a scholarship. We also had six other designers. One from Huntsville, Alabama. Let me shout her out. Her name is Lorna with Black Pine Boutique. Amazing, amazing. Dawn has actually worn a couple of things out of her location. We also had some new artists, some new designers. Blue was one of our artists. He was amazing. He's more of an anime type guy, but he's coming into high fashion. And he's the one who did the infamous corset that went viral on Fashion Bomb Daily. So
is that the one that she wore during when that school down the street came here?
That other the school there in you my go.
See, she know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she know. I see the hesitation now. I see the hesitation now.
I have a freshman down there, you guys, but yeah.
Shout out to your daughter, though. Shout out to your daughter.
Yeah, shout out to your daughter.
But yes, that he is the one that did. Let's slide this time.
Oh, yeah, so
among other things that you put our coach in. Go ahead, T, my bad.
She's a powerhouse, yeah, though.
No, my bad. I got a little echo. I thought I was delaying on y'all. My bad.
No. Dawn is amazing. No. I wanted to say the dynamic between us two, we have a pact. She concentrate on winning. I concentrate on making her look good while she wins. So she gives me full creative ability to put and do what I want with her. And that's what I love. And she'll rock it every time. Every time. So
absolutely.
Perfect segue into what I was gonna ask. Now, you obviously are a good artist, but you've been responsible for having Coach Thornton go viral on World Star Hip Hop. You know, it's very rare that a coach goes viral on World Star Hip Hop. That is a messy site, and we all follow it to see the mess. But how did you hook up with Coach Thornton? Because I know she came from Pine Bluff to here, and kind of give us the sauce on your creative process of what she wears. Because she told us when she was here, sometimes she didn't even know what she's getting. I think most of the time she told us she don't know.
She doesn't.
Right. So. And you're in it. I don't know if you're in Atlanta with her. I'm sure you are.
I am.
So. Let's get it.
Can you give us a little bit of secret on what she's gonna be rocking on Thursday?
Go. So yes, that's been all day today. That's what I've been working on. You all are going to be amazed at not only her winning, because she's so focused. That's what I love about Dawn. Dawn is so focused on her girls and making sure that they win. I would call them like, Dawn, she'd be like, T, just whatever you say, T, I love it. So I'm like, okay. And that's why I'm able to bring it to her day of. I'm aware of what it is, how I know her style. She's a diva. She really is a diva. So it doesn't matter what you put on her, she's going to walk in it. It's her demeanor. It's her DNA. I could put her on a trash bag and I guarantee you, of course, that's what they said about those pants, but hey, those pants went viral and sold out on the Cure.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's just pretty much, she's amazing. The dynamic, the team that we put together, the understanding that we have with each other, y'all, it's a winning season for us, just like the team.
I love it.
And how did you guys meet?
So actually how we met was my last fashion show, the fall fashion show. And I actually, you all have a student there who actually showcased and won a scholarship there in fashion.
Nice.
Deja. She's amazing. Deja Huntley. She's an amazing young girl. Young lady. She's still there. I had a fashion show and Dawn saw that. And she went on there and saw how I was never the same on what I put on. And she was like, let's do this. And I said, let's do it. Went to her closet. We shopped her closet. That's the big thing about it. That's how much of a diva Dawn is. I shopped her closet, not the stores. So what you see are things that come out of her closet, are things that come out of my gallery, are things that come from my creatives. The one that went back, the last that went viral was actually one that I created. That was actually a 16 Cross Pearson exclusive, made by MoMA, by THS, one of the creatives, actually the creative director for 16 Cross Pearson. So that was a 16 Cross Pearson original.
Nice.
Yeah, but Dawn is a diva, y'all. That's her closet. We shopped the closet.
We definitely know she's a diva.
I just imagine what that closet looks like. Like
what one of those closets look like. Let's say that.
Okay. I'm about to say, okay, I'm like, man, it's approaching warehouse status.
Yes, it is. She's amazing, man. Yeah, she's truly a diva.
Hey, most people look. Yeah. Most people look for square footage in acres. She looked for how many closets the house got.
Right, and how many closets. Exactly.
I love it.
Probably yeah. need an extra room specifically for the closet.
And there is one.
Have I been to Coach Thornton house or what?
Hey, look, man. He said the B side closet.
Right.
I am tickled. Okay, so I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Go.
So I love the Met Gala, and it's widely regarded as fashion's biggest night. Now, if you were the creative director for the Met Gala, what would your theme be and why?
Ooh. Girl, you didn't say anything. You just sat here and asked me, what did I just do? So, you know, I love Anna Wintour. Anna Wintour is my girl, and that was our show. Our show, the theme for the show was Urban Opulence. So that will be what it is. Urban opulence is the theme, how you can mix streetwear with high fashion. So that was the theme, and that would be the theme that I would continue to use for this year. Now, for the following year, I'm like Anna Wintour. You got to think about what's going on. And if you know who I'm talking about, she's the one who puts on the Met Gala. She's the one behind it. She's the creative director behind it. Love her to death. And I'm a Met Gala girl. Y'all, I watch the Met Gala like it's a Super Bowl. We shutting down. We are shutting down. We're going to do snacks, and you got to come dressed up with me and watch it on TV.
You know, so I love that. That's my type of character.
Because that's exactly what wearable art is. It is art and it's fashion and putting the two together, a creative mindset, not something you can go pick up off the rack. We don't want that. So yeah.
I know I was watching the Oscars. I had like a t-shirt and some sweats, but I'm watching the Oscars like I'm Andre Leon Talley. Like I'm just judging.
I'm so sad. You know he's no longer with us, but yeah.
I know.
He was a powerhouse. Look, and then look, I'm wearing a muumuu. You know he's famous for that, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's him. Yes.
Taya, I am loving your energy right now. Like it is just on fire, and I'm loving it. With this energy, though, and I got two questions. First one with the energy again. To what T said, you know, the looks going viral, and you read the comics. I've seen you comment on some of them, and you are always pleasant with your responses. Right. I have not seen you clap back at someone just yet. So how do you maintain that? Because, you know, you have people coming and they are, you know, judging, you know, your model. They're saying that, you know, oh, she's doing certain things on purpose, it's taking away attention from the game. People asking about her record, which she has a winning record, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you just respond to these with you're just so nice when you do it. How do you maintain that? Because I would have snapped. And I have, but I ended up deleting some because I remember who I represent.
Listen, so I said, let me put back that
before I say something that's going to be really bad.
Right. So the way I look at it is it caught your attention. It got your attention so much that you had to say something. How many times have you scrolled something that didn't make sense? You scroll past it. If it's not relevant to you, I'm going on. But it's relevant. And I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm not going to go back. You admired it. You liked it. If you didn't like it, you respected it enough to have to say something. So that's how I look at it. Thank you.
And with some of those, it's the same people. So they, to your point, they're obviously, you know, watching and following, even if it's just to, hey, I'm just going to watch to see what she's going to have on at the next game. Some of those same people are in those comments, you know, making these comments, whether it be positive or negative.
They are fans.
Exactly. I can't see myself arguing with someone if I don't know your name.
Right.
Right. And my second question, I'm trying not to make this one too long for you. I read an article and it basically talked about, you know, the fashion show that you just did and kind of going through your journey. You tapped into like different business ventures before you sort of like landed into your passion, right? So you were in the baking industry for a while. You left that and started your own marketing company. And then from there, you know, October 2023, I believe it was, that's when the passion part came in. So give us those steps and how you feel like now that you really arrived into your passion.
Actually, and this is where we're gonna get spiritual on that. God gave me a vision.
Hey,
that's what it was. He gave me a vision.
What are those steps?
I remember the vision. It was a stage. I was under the stage, but the stage was suspended in air. there was a microphone and it was a spotlight on the microphone, but I was under it. And that's what I knew God needed me to. He allowed me the opportunity to have a platform in the middle of downtown Birmingham. He allowed me a space that is golden, prime real estate, and to allow those that need an avenue, those that need to be empowered, those that are ready to brand themselves as artists, as creatives, as direct, as designers. That was it. So I followed through and it's working. Once you align yourself with him, it just go. I opened my business July 20th of last year. Wow. And look at it today. It's no difference. And I know it's all God. And even with me and Coach, when I signed with Coach, it means she had 10,000 followers. She's over 90,000 now. So it's a matter of once you align yourself with him and you're in your purpose and you're doing what it is that you're called to do. And it's all about being a servant leader. It's not about me. It's about those that are within the gallery, those that are commissioned, those who've decided to come and be a part. For me to uplift them and push them. I don't leave from the front, I leave from behind. If you're great, let me get behind you and push you to where you need to be. So God gave me the ability to be a servant leader in fashion and be a philanthropy in fashion. So let's go.
I love it.
I like that. If you're great, let me get behind you and push you. That's a word right there.
Nice. So are you there? Yeah, it looked like it was frozen a little bit. So couple things, you know, David said sometimes you have to delete your stuff. I know one person that don't delete anything, CJ. CJ be going in on those folks.
CJ don't delete anything.
Coach Stone had to go. I saw Coach Stone on one of the posts. She told CJ to cut. She said, don't even worry about it. So CJ definitely, he don't delete anything.
Nothing.
So I want to put that out there first. And I know he's watching. Well, he's not watching now. He will later.
North Huntsville's best.
He's going
to protect. Now you're going to have me watching.
Right. He's going to protect.
He's going to have me watching in
there. He's definitely going to protect. I remember like on one of the last show we had her on, he said he was hating on her at one time when she was at Pine Bluff because she changed clothes at halftime. He said, I was hating real bad. But now he's protecting, he's protecting her now. So shout out to CJ, man.
She whooped us in two nice outfits. I'll never forget.
Right.
Whooped.
Oh, I'm sorry, but let me say this. That's another reason why I feel no need to clap back, because there are people that do it for us. Mm-hmm. You read comments, there's a lot of people saying things, but there are a lot of people like, hey, what you mad about? What you know, so them, and thank you guys. Thank
that's
you.
Very true.
I'm talking
that's
to those that, that support.
Right, CJ's definitely a paid agent. How can people like regular old T Good and Jada Great, how can we purchase some of that good stuff? Is it in our tax bracket? The working middle class?
Or can I pay it for? Can I pay it for?
Can I pay it for?
Look, man,
You can. You know what? I did 21 years in finance, and when you create a budget, you can definitely do whatever it is that you want to do. But I will also say this. Another thing that my community, I want, and why I, as a gallery director, I push art, because we have a lot of artists. And the work that I have, like I have a piece in there that's commissioned by Tina Knowles that was done by a local artist. And with the art comes a certificate of authentication, which means if your house catch on fire, that's insured. People don't understand that it's valued. It's a value. It's a tangible value. I mean, investment. It's an investment. So once we understand what things that we should collect, what things we should buy, and actually get a return on investment in it, art is it. We just got to understand that. That's a culture that is not tapped into as much as it should be. And fashion is art. It's just like some of the designer piece. That designer piece that she wore, the overall that was painted by Aiden Shell, that's a value. You know, that's a one-of-a-kind piece by a renowned artist. Like I said, that was commissioned by Tina Knowles and some others. So fashion, art, the investment in it, it makes sense. But we have to tap into it and understand that it's an investment.
So that's pretty dope. something that I'm uploading
that I'm gonna get you out of here with is something that I wanna get. Once it comes up, I wanna get just your thoughts and just on some of these some of the things that I'm gonna show you. It's taking a few moments to load up because we're talking live, but it's gonna come up, and when it does, it's gonna be hilarious for some of it.
Jay, from woman to woman, you're supposed to help a sister. Are they finna get me with something?
Here we go. No, no, I'm not gonna get you. I'm not gonna get you.
Let me see it.
I'm not gonna get you. I'm not gonna get you. Let me take down the banner. I'm not gonna get you. This is just some of the things when we thought about fashion. So two of them, the first two are about fashion, and then so here's one. I know you know this one. Coach Kim Mulkey, LSU.
Love her. I love her. She's making the statement. It's one thing to walk in a room and make a statement. That's making the statement. I don't care whoever has on the baddest or whatever. She's making the statement right there. I appreciate it. I may not wear it, but I appreciate it on her.
such a classy answer.
Hey, now this one right here, this is always some of my favorite stuff all day. This one right here.
That is my girl, y'all. That is urban opulence. That is the definition of urban opulence, streetwear and making it high fashion. That's urban opulence.
Coach be looking so comfortable.
She's creating, she looks comfortable yet chic, yet. You know you can't go in there and buy that sweater and think you're gonna get it for $19.99, right?
It ain't.
You know, whatever she has on, you're gonna have to pay a pretty penny, right? It's urban opulence. I appreciate it.
Okay, now last but not least, this is something very recent. About a couple of hours ago, actually. What are your thoughts on this number?
Wayne.
See, Wayne go being
missing. I told you at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this number?
I can't really see it. I think, yeah, that's what I think.
Perfect. All right, we're gonna take that one on down.
Yes.
So you know,
Jayna, turn her camera off.
Jay, Fry over there just probably falling out of the chair. Look,
yes. Hey, just before we get out of here, I just want everybody watching from the Hill podcast know that was Wayne Cartwright.
Wayne, it was just me.
Wayne Cartwright.
I love the fact that she has on the school colors. Those school colors look amazing.
My boy, no, he said it's different in Florida.
Jay
it's
great.
Different in Florida.
Great. Yes, ma'am. Those were beautiful colors.
It was.
But this right here, that Dawn Staley, I'm going to bring that back up. This Dawn Staley right here.
What do you think about that?
Man, love it. Love, that's what I said.
That's urban opulence.
Yeah, she looks very comfortable in whatever she wears.
I mean, that blazer with the shirt, to think of a graphic tee with the blazer and those pants. What pants are those? Oh, yeah, there's some real pants, too. Is that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some Balenciagas right there.
The woman is urban opulence. You see a graphic tee with Balenciaga pants? Come on. That is it. High fashion and streetwear.
And I'm loving that white blazer, too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm loving the whole thing. I love all of that. This is giving me Pharrell and on top of what's his name? You all know in LA, the rapper that does not care about anything.
Oh,
who?
Kendrick Lamar.
Not Kendrick Lamar. I'm sorry, I can't even think of his name right now. He's very popular. Oh God, I'm sorry, but that's what it's giving me. It's giving me for real, but she is the definition of urban opulence. Can't wait to meet her.
That's what's up. So, with all of the inspirations that you have, this is what I'll get you out of here of. With all the inspirations that you have, and all of the, you know, the vision and the passion, what's the future moving forward for you? Immediate future at that. Let's start there.
Is to continue to do what I do as far as uplifting. And I don't even think you realize that with Don, I do a collaboration with emerging artists. I put them on a platform. That's an opportunity. She's a canvas. Come on, create. So that is what I will continue to do, is to continue to push and empower emerging artists. Also established that have not gotten their brand off the ground. I'm going to continue to do that. Collaborate. I don't believe in gatekeeping. Let's build a bridge. This is a community. So let's do this.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. Well, this is Tanya Pugh, everybody. And you're going to see some of her immediate work tomorrow.
Oh,
woo. 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m.
Thursday.
11 a.m. Yes. 11 a.m. in the morning in the East, 10 a.m. Central. You're going to see some of that great work.
And I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I am in awe. The first designer, you're going to love what he has brought. The second one, you're going to say, now, Tanya, but it's art. You're going to love it. I'm going to tell you guys. Because I am saying she's going to have a third look. The third look is going to be a work of art as well. So she's just going to be amazing.
Hey, Mandela has a great question, Wayne, before we get out of here. Maybe she can answer that. Or the last
one. Mandela. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How can emerging artists connect? Great question.
www.16thcrosspearson.com. 16thcrosspearson. And you should be able to click creative inquiry. And I'll talk to you when you get it.
There it is. There it is. Well, everybody, she's Tanya Pugh. And she's full of style and she's emerging into the future. And you've just been on From the Hill podcast for the very first time. And guess what? This ain't the last time, because we know we got some more work that we got to talk to you with into the future.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to
get my money up. I got to get my money up.
You got it, T. You
got it.
You got it. Stop playing.
Hey, Tanya. Yes. Hey, best of everything headed forward. And we appreciate you coming on. God bless you.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
See you next time. All right.
I enjoyed
that. That's Tanya Pugh, everybody. Man, it's pretty dope.
It was nice.
It's pretty dope. man, dude said Bridget Gordon had on a raincoat dress.
Can we stop talking about these people? We probably don't have to play in a couple of days.
That was last time, I promise.
Yes, don't get them no.
Right.
Hey, they lost though. They lost.
Oh, yeah, they showed.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Wait till we win at least.
Yeah. hey, somebody else though that I do know. Hey, they said check out Sydney Carter from Texas. Oh yes,
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh yes, I know about some Sydney Carter. He had to put the "Don't sleep on Lord have mercy."
Oh, we ain't sleeping on Sydney Carter at all, sir.
Hey, shout out to Texas, man. You know, they're gonna be a number one seed in the tournament, and she definitely does style on them sidelines. They got a good team, man. Texas Lady Longhorn, shout out to them, man. Vic Schaefer, great coach. All right, so we talked about here in the beginning of the show. We talked about our men, and I do have to bring it up here. So we talk about our men's basketball team today, finishing their campaign with a 10-22 record as they exit the SWAC tournament 73-56 against Grambling. You know what? T. Gooden.
What's up, sir?
Take the floor, man. You speak first.
Oh yeah, I'm check this out. I'm just gonna pull up something. Yeah.
I knew he was ready. I said, go for it.
So, oh man, here's my thing. I don't want to steal because me and Wayne were talking pre-show, so I don't want to steal his thunder. But I didn't watch the post press conference for the game, and Wayne mentioned that he said something that when I say he, I mean the coach. And well, like, let me back up. So I don't want anybody I'm not gonna disrespect anybody. I'm just gonna speak as a fan. I'm just gonna speak as a fan and leave it at that. So typically in the if you can have the 3-point club with the season ticket holder, between the halftime of each game, the ladies on the double header anyway, the ladies always play first. So at the halftime of the lady games, the men coach comes in. And then the next game, the halftime, Coach Thornton comes in and she talks. But when the men, when our coach come in, there's typically a pattern that us fans, we know. We're going to hear that everybody has a good GPA, which they do. And, you know, which is a great thing to have. So I'm not going to discredit that. But we also hear, like, from the first game until the end, like, how young and how they're just starting to play with each other. Now, again, I haven't, as you can look at me, I haven't played organized sports in a long time. But I know for a fact, if, like, when the season actually starts, you have played with each other for so long before that season starts. You're scrimmaging in practice, you're doing all this stuff. So, and as an athlete, you don't even like the excuse where we're young, because you've been around each other the whole year. You know each other at that point. So it just came to be an ongoing, hey, the guys are young. Hey, the guys are hurt. Hey, the guys are young. Hey, the guys are hurt. And lo and behold, he said that in the press conference again after game. And I'll let Wayne take on that after this. But what I want to finish up with is, in 2022-2023, his first year, we went 15-8 and 10-8 in the conference, right? That following year, 2023-2024, we went 12-23 and then 9-9 in the conference, which I'm following here, like, we're I'm just 10-8 in the conference, then 9-9. So we lost one more game than we did the previous year. This year, we finished 10-22 and 6-12 in the conference. That ain't going in the right direction. That's going in the wrong direction. We're getting worse by the year. And one other thing I said on Facebook is you can't blame the facilities. We got the best facilities. You can't blame the fans, because the one thing about basketball, that arena is loud. Even from the momentum runs over doubleheaders, that arena is rocking for the team, regardless. And you can't blame the game day atmosphere, because the game day atmosphere is awesome. They get the starting lineup called out with the lights going, with the video playing, with the starting lineup, where they're from. The fans are there. Like, you can't. We are more passionate about basketball than we are football, for whatever reason. But I'm personally just tired of the same old excuses, man. Like, you know, the team is young. Well, they're just as young as everybody else in the SWAC. You know, they're the same age as everybody else. Everybody started playing around the same time. Everybody roster changes every year now. So just getting a little tired of that. Like I said, I'm not the athletic director. I can't make any decision. I wouldn't suggest what he does. But, you know, if we're not getting better, we're getting worse. And we actually are getting worse if you look at the record. So, that's just it, man. We're getting the sleaze beat out of us. We're not just losing. We lost to 42 points to Alabama State. Okay, even Golden State has lost by 20, 30 points before. But guess what? They don't do it all the time. We've been losing by 20 plus points by a lot of people, man. And that just means we're not playing good basketball at all. So that's my spiel. I'll be quiet now.
You know, man, I love how eloquent you put all these things. And I want to say this, and in the best Wild Wayne style that I can put it. We ended the season on a 4-game losing streak, okay? And in these 4 games, it was pretty much the epitome of the way many of the games before the 4-game losing streak had gone. You would see some competing in these first halves, And then for some reasons, the second halves, other teams would, I don't know if they would make adjustments, but the games that we would lose, the second halves would be much different than the first. And we hear these, press conferences, we hear these post-game interviews, and we hear the same things. And if you were actually to play this stuff back on a loop, it would you would not know which game was which, because they would sound the exact same thing each time. And when you continue to lose and you say the same things, no one believes you. No one. No one wants to hear your messages, how passionate that they may be, because the outcomes continue to look the same. I have to say that during the SWAC media day, when, you know, they put out what the coaches and the media, what they say that you're going to finish in the conference. And it was said that A&M was going to finish ninth as men. And, you know, I remember Chad Moody and Lorenzo Downey, they were there and they were doing their interview and they were very upset. And they said that they took it real personal that they were picked to be ninth. But despite the fact that we were picked to finish ninth, Dave, can you tell me what place did we finish?
Ninth.
Okay. So at some point, losing and a track record of losing, it's got to mean more to you than just words. It's got to become a point where you just say, doggone it, I'm kicking this door down, and by any means necessary, I'm making whatever changes and whatever shifts I have to make. And some of the things that we're looking for as fans, as stakeholders, and consumers, we don't want to hear how young you are. We don't want to hear how hurt you are. We want to hear some accountability. Because you are the head coach and you spend every day with these guys. Accountability is what even the most winningest coaches, many of them have that great attribute, is to say that, hey, we need to coach better. We need to prepare better. Those are some of the things that if they would come out of your mouth, then it would be more believable. Then it would be more supportive. Then people would want to, you know, continue to encourage. But I'm going to tell you today, on this closing day of your season, people have put out the U-Haul trucks. People have put out different things. They've said different things. And we know in the 21st century, if you don't win, you don't stay. And it's not just about like a pattern of losing. It's a right now microwave society that we live in. People want winning. Now, I want to back this train up just for a quick second if I can. A&M basketball has not been a winner in going on 20 plus seasons. 2005 was the one and only time that they won the SWAC. And they went to the NCAA tournament. It's the one time since we've been in Division I that we've actually gone to an NCAA tournament. That was 20 years ago. And since then, we've had a 2-27 season. We've had a 2-28 season. So excuse me on behalf of the fans if we're just a little bit tired here. Because this pattern of losing has run its course. We've seen teams that haven't been in this league, like FAMU and Bethune-Cookman, come in and have good seasons. You look at what Reggie Theus has down in Bethune-Cookman. They play in a gym that looks like a rec center, but you would not know it by the way that team battles.
We and got he does double duty. He
double duty. He's the athletic director. the athletic director and the head coach, and yet he got that team battling. FAMU's head coach on a one-year deal, coached his ass off. Nobody showed up to watch their games. You see nothing but green and orange seats down there in FAMU. Dude coached his ass off, got them to battle and play hard. No excuses, guys. No excuses. It's accountability at this point. So I'm going to finish my soliloquy here by saying this. Whatever the heck happens, because it's way above all of our pay grades.
Way.
Whatever happens, I'm going to say this. I don't want to hear another word about how young we are, how hurt we are, how the guys came together. Because at the end of the day, this is a trend. And the only way you can break trends sometimes, doggone it, you got to take the trash out and bring something new in. Jay the Great, you got something?
My God, that's, then our hearts burn. That's hard to come behind that sermon. but I'll say this. I did catch a press conference after this game, and I was at a loss. I literally was at a loss. I've seen more accountability from, and I really want to shout him out, AC Bryant on social media than I have from the head coach. And y'all know I do not like bashing coaches. I don't like talking negative to coaches. But to me, just my vantage point, he has regressed this year. Last year, we, you know, made postseason. We had the road game in the CIT tournament. I made the trip to Austin Peay in Tennessee, and that team was fired up in hostile environment. That was, you know, Austin Peay has a wonderful facility, but it was hostile in there. And the Bulldogs that made the trip, like, they were behind the team was revved up, and we got that win. And I haven't seen that level of passion since. And you can't say, like, to what they were saying, the thing T just said about game day experience. When we played Alabama State at home, you had pyrotechnics. You had a Pro Football Hall of Famer. You had a rapper. You had a current Philadelphia Eagle. Like, you had celebrities. The it was standing room only in the arena. Capacity topped the attendance, surpassed the arena capacity, and you could just feel the energy from the women's game decrease to the men's game. And honestly, that goes to leadership. So, you know, he has to do something different, because that is not, this is just a different program than I just saw just from last year. Something has to give.
What you got, Dave?
I don't think I have much. Y'all said it all. Really, I mean, because you guys did say a lot, and you hit on some valid points regarding accountability, especially regarding accountability. I don't watch too many of the press conferences after the game. Even when it comes to the coaches show that Ted Dixie does with the coaches, because to your point, Wayne, we're going to hear the same thing over and over and over again. It was definitely disappointing. You know, you hoped from what we saw in those post game, that game with Austin Peay, that Jim mentioned, that we were going to see a different team come. All these, you know, recruits that he went out and got, you know, these big, huge guys. And the season just didn't pan out the way probably any of us thought it was going to pan out. But it was very disappointing. And I do appreciate to what Jim said also, to how AC Bryant and some other players were on social media still trying to, you know, encourage, you know, the Bulldog faithful to, like, hey guys, you know we effing up, basically, you know what I'm saying? So please, you know, stay in there with us. And, you know, it's always go Bulldogs, you know, regardless. Always. But it was very disappointing. I know that they're disappointed as well. So yeah, make that change.
Let's talk about the the other team now.
So before we talk about
the show on a high note.
Yeah, so before we talk about the other team, we got something to show, something real cool. That's dope. And you know what, man? The thing I like about that, I love that Jodeci get on up instrumental. Yep. Right. I love that. But man, that's some great team bonding. And you know, it's something that they've been doing all year. You've seen the videos and
since the summer.
It's just been coming out, man, in just their performance because of how tightly connected they are as a unit. And it all starts with, you know, the leader at the top, Coach Dawn Thornton. You know, as they head into Thursday's game against Alcorn, you definitely seen a lot of this, and you can definitely see the hunger and the fight and the drive because, as I said before, Alabama A&M women, you know, this would be the very first time that they would win the SWAC, and this would be the very first time that they would advance in the NCAA tournament. So you can see that they have the opportunity in front of them, and you see the passion to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and just to add to that, you know, of course we want to win the SWAC. We want to get to the NCAA tournament, but you can't get there unless you win Thursday.
That's right.
So we gotta take care of business first. We gotta support them. If you could make it to College Park, Georgia, to go see them, definitely do that. Unfortunately, with work, I can't make it. My plans are to go Saturday though, and if I'm there Saturday, we win it because it's a championship game. So that's on my agenda to go Saturday because I'm already speaking that in existence. But if you want to help with the ladies doing those things that they're doing, you know, just kind of take their mind off basketball and, you know, do some stuff, send an email to fromthehillpodcast@gmail.com. Then I can tell you how you can help out with those things. So if you want to help out with that, kind of help them, you know, when they're not practicing or not doing shoot around. Because this time of the year, the goal is to not be on your feet. It's to be off your feet because every time you win, you got to play the next day. So there ain't that many shoot arounds. There ain't that many practices. Mm-hmm. It's what it is. In order to keep your mind on basketball, it's kind of crazy. Sometimes you have to put your mind on something else. So, if you want to help out with that, definitely shoot us an email fromthehillpodcast@gmail.com.
And I would like to say this. I know I've seen a lot of the Atlanta Bulldogs. They are really, you know, excited and revved up. So, Atlanta Bulldogs, y'all turn it out. Turn it out for us. Support, support, support.
Yeah. So just So as we said in at the top of the show, so the tournament kicked off today. You had two women's games today. They both went to overtime. So the opener, you had the 10 seed Prairie View taking out Bethune-Cookman in the opener. So so the 10 seed Prairie View, they move on now to face number 2 seed Jackson State. So you're going to see that. And that game's actually tomorrow. And then you've got
what'd you say again?
Number two seed, Texas Southern. Sorry.
Yeah, because I'm looking Texas Southern.
Yeah. And that is a rematch of a game that they just had on Saturday, in Texas. And it was a battle.
And those schools are like 30 minutes apart. So that is a serious robbery.
Yeah, I totally forgot. Excuse me for that. Yes, they are playing Texas Southern. And then the first game, the other game that just went final while we were on the air, also in overtime. Valley, man. Shout out to Valley. Number 9 seed taking out FAMU. And so they advanced to take on top seed Southern.
Tomorrow,
so you got Valley taking on Southern. All right. So you got a lot going on, man. A lot going on down there in Atlanta. And then you saw our men. So Grambling, they're going to get another chance to take on Southern for a third time.
1 o'clock.
You can throw out all the records when you get that rivalry on the court. You best believe Grambling, with last year's title under their belt still, they not trying to get that up too easy. And then what's going on in the nightcap there in Atlanta, you got FAMU taking on Prairie View.
And it's 15-9 right now with 11 minutes left in the first half.
All right.
Prairie View's up 15-9.
Yeah, so you're going to have a full scale of action, all the games leading up to the championships. All the games will be on ESPN Plus. So just, if you got ESPN Plus, go ahead and just pull it up and you can watch the games.
And just keep it on.
Both title games are going to be on Saturday. The men's game is going to be pretty late now. If you're in the East like me, it's going to be on at 9:30 Eastern time on Saturday night. For the men's
bedtime. I'd be in bed.
Listen, I got summer school in the morning. God, but I'm going to take a no dose.
In Thursday's slate for the men, you got Alabama, you got the school down the street versus Texas Southern. They play at 1 o'clock on Thursday. And you got Alcorn State in Bethune. They play at 7:30 Central. Yep. And for the women's slate, I think Wayne already told us this, but you got us and Alcorn and Grambling and Jackson State at 4:30.
Yeah.
One time's March Madness, man. I love it.
Grambling and Jackson State women.
Right.
That's going to be nice. The 4-5 matchup. Going to be nice.
It will.
So, yeah. SWAC tournament, man. You know, anybody can get this thing done. Looking forward to seeing it, seeing all the games. I mean, there's a lot of basketball on. All the big boys, they all get started tomorrow. Big Ten tomorrow. ACC started today. SEC tomorrow. SEC with a 16-team tournament, man. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy, man.
Crazy stuff. But yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Where we are right now, I just want to just take this time to just thank everybody, man, to be watching this show, man. 3 years. 3 seasons, man, of this thing. We've been rolling it. Man, y'all done seen all of the guests that we've had that come on. We got a lot more guests that's coming up the road. We got a lot of other things to come, man. Spring football about to kick off. You guys have seen we've had interviews with all of the coaches, just about all the coaches.
Just about.
We need them dates.
So
those of us that's trying to plan to come out there.
Yeah, if you haven't seen those episodes, make sure you go back.
Laptop died. I'm sure
it probably died. But if you haven't seen those episodes, make sure you go back, check that out. Everybody, make sure you hit that like button, man. Hit that like button, hit the love button, hit all that stuff. Subscribe if you have not subscribed. Make sure you share these episodes and share with other folks, man, that may not have watched From the Hill podcast.
Hey, Wayne, don't forget to tell them we're taking next week off.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to take next Tuesday off, but we will be back on the 25th. And hey,
put that up real quick, Wayne. Put that up.
Oh yeah. How to sponsor an episode.
So if anybody wants to sponsor an episode, mm-hmm. you can DM me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I get it automatic. Or you can email fromthehillpodcast@gmail.com and we can work something out.
There it is.
Thank you for that question, Mr. Yusuf. And everybody else gets the answer. So if you ever want to sponsor from the Hill Podcast, we're looking for advertisers. Definitely reach out to us. So thank you for that, Mr. Yusuf.
That's right. So we're going to take next week off, but we will be back on the 25th. All right. And then between now and then, y'all just have some fun. And you can watch all the past episodes that we've had because we got a lot of them. A lot of them. So coming ahead, y'all, you saw all the events, the Women's Expo. Keisha Knight Pulliam coming to the Hill next Thursday at 12:30 for Tea on the Hill, man. That should be a great time.
Will. And I know we said we're not going to be on Tuesday. But, you know, Wayne and I, we talked about this the other day. If something magical happens Saturday, we're going to come to y'all on Sunday to talk about it.
That's it. We sure will.
Yeah. We're going to come to y'all on Sunday to talk about it. So looking forward to that win on Saturday. And we'll be here Sunday. And we might show up Saturday night. Who knows?
You never know. But first thing first, as you said.
Right. Got to win Thursday first.
Got to win Thursday.
Right.
So, Jay the Great, T. Gooden. We'll speak for Dave. You know, his laptop died, but that's all right, Dave. We love you in spirit. We know you was here. We know you would have said peace and all that good stuff. Shout out to DT. Shout out to Corey. The whole crew. As always, go Bulldogs. Love y'all. Hope to see y'all Sunday night. But for sure, we'll see you on the 25th.
Yes, sir.
God bless y'all. Good night. Love you.